This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stripes Forever and the Green and White of UND, too. Can I throw that in there today? Because it is red, white, blue, show. Green, yeah, and... Yeah, okay. I'll be tuned in to 550 Cake Fire with my little thing in the ear while I'm at the Alera Center watching the Sioux kick the panties of the Bison. Yeah.
Are you going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, of course.
Fantastic.
The who? Sorry, it's UND... NDSU football this week. I'm sorry, Todd. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You
fighting
got
me out there.
Those yeah. guys?
Well, I can't say that. It gets caught in my throat, remember?
Funny.
It's like a chicken bone in there. Exactly right. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. More of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum on how we battle the Biden administration wokeness on the border. It's not woke. It's not even, it's just, it's flat out assault on you know, any kind of common sense. And he was mentioning before the break that there's a letter being written from all the Republican governors. We're going to find out more about that. And then did you know Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, Greg Gianforte, is how you say it, I think, the governor of Montana, yep. are going to be in Fargo tonight for a gathering. And this is a Republican governor fundraiser, but I want to ask the governor about that, too. So we'll do that in a moment. Then Diamond and Silk, you wanted it, right? You know, our fun and love on how to battle. How to battle in these times in which we live. They're going to give us a blueprint. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll wrap up. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. Text us, 701-237-1590. Call us, 258-0550. Governor, before the break you mentioned, a letter was being written. Fentanyl is coming across the border. They tell us more at the northern border than even the southern border because all the resources have been pulled to the southern border. With all due respect, is a letter enough? I want a legal strategy.
Well, I think that what you'll see from the Republican governors is that the request for the meeting with the Biden and Harris is not met. Then you'll see an escalation of more attention from governors. And on the southern border, of course, led by Governor Abbott in Texas and Governor Ducey in Arizona, who you know feel in their communities the direct impacts of this. And so, you know, we'll continue escalating, and then all those governors will work with their attorney generals to pursue whatever legal action is possible to, again, because it doesn't make any sense. We've got essentially an open door policy on the southern border, and we got a closed door on the northern border where we've got our number one trade partner, Canada, and disrupting communities and families and trade and healthcare and everything on the northern border. So the border policy makes no sense on either side of the country, and Republican governors on both the north and the south are going to keep fighting for the issues that matter for both the country and for our states.
And when you're speaking with one voice as Republican governors, it would be hard for them to ignore a request for a meeting without being blatantly obvious. So like you say, that would enhance the legal strategy. I love that. And, you know, also, again, saying it doesn't matter where we're at. This is impacting us, whether it be, you know, refugees, whether it be, you know, the tax on our human services, whether it be the drugs, the human trafficking. I like that a lot. Speaking of Republican governors, you have neighbors coming in, and Governor Gianforte from Montana and Governor Kristi Noem tonight in Fargo for Republican Governors Association fundraiser. That sounds like a great time to put three patriots in a room and talk about defending America against this crazy Biden administration, huh?
Well, absolutely, and this is a reprise. Kristi and Greg and I got together at Greg's home in Bozeman, Montana, earlier this summer. Had a great fundraiser out there with a lot of Montana patriots, and so we decided to do the same. Of course, Greg was elected for the first time last year. He'll tell the story tonight about how Republican governors helped get him over the top, the association, and our national fundraising, and sitting on the executive committee of the Republican Governors Association, as I do, you know, we're the group that decides the eight governors on the executive committee. We decide, and there's 36 races next year for governors. And right now, you know, not the House, not the Senate, but the governors are the only ones right now where we hold a majority with 27 seats. We'd like to expand that with these 36 races next year and then defend the ones we have. And so we'll be going to work, whether it's in Texas with Governor Abbott or Massachusetts with Charlie Baker or Florida with Governor DeSantis or South Dakota with Kristi Noem. So we're raising money around the country to go fight for those great Republican governors. And it's exciting to have Kristi back up in North Dakota. She's well familiar. She grew up not far away from the border, and she and her husband Byron are going to be here, as well as Susan Gianforte with Greg and Susan coming in. So I'm honored to host them. And excited to have them in Fargo for the evening.
I have a couple of invites in my inbox for tonight's festivities. We'll be interviewing Governor Noem before the event and a request in for Governor Gianforte. So we've done the hat trick today with great Midwestern governors here. Governor Burgum live on the program today, along with the other two who you'll hear those interviews on Monday. Looking forward to it. But if anybody's interested in supporting the Republican governors, just send me a note and I'll forward on the information for you to go, because not every day you get a chance to see these three warriors who are battling for state rights day in and day out and taking on a very dangerous Biden administration. Governor, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Just send me an email if you want that. I'll just forward it on because I've gotten a few of those invites. And it can come to me at ScottH@flagfamily.com or send me a text, 701-367-2054. Kind of neat, actually. I think it's kind of cool that Governor Noem was under assault. I mean, Kristi Noem, my gosh, they're just trying to take her out. Makes me sick what they're trying to do. It just makes me sick. And it's, you know, I talked to Ryan Zinke about that at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference meeting as well. Ryan Zinke, congressman from Montana, decides to serve a president, go to Washington, D.C., be the Interior Secretary, and his family instantly is a target of every crazy left-wing loon on the planet. That's just wrong. Just wrong. Kristi Noem's going through the same thing right now. Let's have her back. And look at Gianforte in Montana. He didn't wait for anybody to do anything to tell him I can do this or I can't do that. He's like, no, executive order, you will not enforce vaccine mandates in my state, period. Here you go. Love these warriors.
Thank you.
Exactly right. So, you know, if you have the means, I think those are the kind of people you support. I really do. And Republican governors speak with a loud voice that the Biden administration hard to ignore. So if that's something you want to do tonight and toss your good hard-earned money that way to be able to meet those folks, get a little photo, have a grand time, go ahead. Send me a note and connect you up there with the governor's team. All right, Pipers.com is the place where you can find land auctions, real estate auctions. I'm still looking at that golf course and land out of Park Rapids, Minnesota. Ooh, my gosh, is that something. Also, America's Land Auctioneer. They do a radio show 7 a.m. Saturdays that are just fantastic. Right here on the Flag, K-Fire, Flag East and West, as well as the WDAY. An auction on Tuesday up in Warroad, Minnesota, live and online machinery auction. And a Moffett, North Dakota retirement auction, actually, for the Bifford family is coming up next Thursday. And then the Herlutz retirement farm auction, Regent, North Dakota. There's a bunch of these coming up. Baker, Montana, Webster, South Dakota. They're all online, and many of them are live and in person, too. Go to Pipers.com for all the details or call 877-700-4099. Diamond and Silk are in the house. Are you two happy warriors or what?
I'm happy, but I'm unhappy about what's going on in our country. I'm a happy type person.
Right.
But I'm unhappy about what the Biden regime, Nancy Pelosi, and all of these people are trying to do to our country. They're trying to turn us into a socialist, communist country, and we don't know nothing about that. They're trying to pass this infrastructure bill, and stuff is in the bill that does not consists of infrastructure. There's another, a reconciliation bill. What is that about? You know, you
transformational change.
The end of America as we know it. Come on, transforming into something we don't know.
Right.
And why are you trying to do this? And you're doing it with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for this with our tax dollars. So I'm unhappy about what these people are doing to our country.
And, you know, I don't know if we, you know, you say reconciliation bill. What does that even mean to 99% of Americans?
What about the human infrastructure?
What does that mean?
Else?
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
something else.
Really, really what it is just more of FDR and LBJ and, you know, Clinton and, you know, Barack Obama. And it's more about, you know, getting their grips.
Well, Obama said, didn't he say or say something to this in this context that he wanted to fundamentally change the United States of America?
Yeah.
That was the worst president that we voted for. No, we never should have voted for Obama. We didn't know him, no way. We never should have voted for him because I'm telling you, after Obama, it seemed like during his term, our country really started changing for the worse. Stuff, we were bullied, just like we're being bullied in society
right now.
Yep. Just like we're being bullied where we can't talk about what happened in 2020. We were bullied into some things up under the Obama regime.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at what's happening right now up under Jim Crow Joe.
And the Jim Crow Joe.
Jim Crow Joe is what
Jim Crow Joe has got to go.
I like Jim Crow Joe has got to go.
Yes.
I like this. So the bully met at smashing Donald Trump. Who's a big fan of you ladies, right? The bully met its match with Donald Trump.
The bully match, yes. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Trump was an outsider. He wasn't part of the swamp, and he couldn't be brought. And
right.
They don't like that.
That's right.
That's right. You
that's
ladies
right.
are the best, aren't they? More of Diamond and Silk in our interview after the break. Senator John Hoeven, bottom of the hour. You need to know what Biden and Pelosi and Schumer are trying to do. We'll tackle that coming up.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000.
Outside my window, a robin builds a nest. At last, Twitter's gone. Way to rest.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Dak Diesel today. The talk of the diesel world is that additive they have at Dak Diesel that is saving tens of thousands of dollars from repair. It's this 4-plus additive, anti-gel, turbo cleaner. You can't believe how well this is working. Next time you're in Bismarck, Call CJ and the team. Picks them up, 701-258-5011, wherever you're buying your auto products. Tell them, hey, you ought to have this. DakDiesel.com for more details. DakDiesel.com or call 258-5011. Back with more of our chat with the ladies. We love these ladies. Teaching us how to battle in these woke times. Diamond and Silk. And you ladies have been canceled I don't know how many times. They love to cancel you, don't they?
They want to shut us down, shadow ban us, silence us, stifle our freedom of speech. Yeah, they do it on all platforms, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, all of them.
Yeah, and that's what they try to do, especially whenever you do not go along with their narrative or don't fit their status quo. And when they try to silence Diamond and Silk, when they close the door, we go through the window. Period. We're not going to be silenced, and we're not going to allow them to silence us because we still live in the United States of America.
Right.
Now, frankspeech.com, by the way, from our friend Mike Lindell. We're there every day with the show. You guys are there.
Yeah.
You lovely ladies are there.
Yeah.
They're not shutting you down on Frank Speech, are they?
No. Frank Speech is about your freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And listen, you all, we come on weekly, every night on weekday. Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to check us out, go to frankspeech.com or Lindell TV.
And they don't shut you down there?
Oh no. We get to speak our truth. We get to tell the truth. We get to educate people without
being... Have a conversation.
Have an open dialogue, open conversation about any and everything that really matters to the American people.
And you can't think... The left think that they can usher us into socialism, but think we ain't supposed to conversate about it. Like, we supposed to shut up and allow them to use our tax dollars to destroy us.
To destroy this country.
With our tax dollars.
And... That's what they did to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Tried to, right?
They tried.
We're dumb to you. Well, you know, we're being literally bulldozed by every apparatus of the left.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going through the window.
I'm going through the window, yeah.
They're shutting the door.
I refuse to participate in this experiment. This is a Biden experiment. This is a Biden regime experiment. I can still live my life without participating in it. I don't wear no mask. I am not going to be getting jabbed up like a pincushion. I don't plan on doing all of that. I'm going to keep living my life to the fullest. God gave me an immune system, build up my antibodies to whatever. I'm going to go through the same protocol I went through when there was HIV, Ebola, the flu, and everything else. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've gotten a vaccine before. But for this situation right here, I want to do my own research like I did it before.
Stop mandating and commanding us to put something in our body. And the one thing about Jim Crow Joe, just because he okay with Hunter Biden being a drug addict and taking stuff and putting stuff in his body or whatever, don't think you're going to do that to the American people because you're not.
That's right.
Ladies, what do you think of the fact that if you can coerce people to take a shot on a disease where 99.9% of people recover, what's next?
Come on.
Yeah.
And does it make sense? 99.9% recovery rate. We have therapeutic medicines, yet you have Jim Crow Joe denying and rationing off therapeutic medicines. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You would think every American, whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated, will be outraged.
Yeah.
You don't deny the American public stuff that can help save their lives. We didn't cause this pandemic. This was no fault of our own.
That's right.
You all said China did this here. So if China did this, why isn't this being investigated? And why are you making the American people suffer for? And then if we don't do what he said do, what Jim Crow Joe said, now you lose your livelihood, you lose your job, you can't go to the grocery store, you can't eat. What? Look at that. Look at what they're trying to take us back to.
And if you own a business with 100 employees or more and don't comply, $700,000 fine.
See what I'm talking about?
I'll shut you down.
Look at this.
That is unconstitutional. That is unlawful. And how is it that they can call themselves using the Constitution to implement these executive orders right now, but the Constitution was broken? They broke the Constitution back November 2020, and they want to say, oh, let's look the other way.
Uh-huh. We can't use the Constitution to defend ourselves and our freedoms and our rights, but they always trying to use the Constitution to defend whatever they're trying to do here.
What can others do to be another Diamond and Silk?
You're going to have to voice your opinion.
Open your mouth.
You're going to have to speak.
Be unafraid?
You're going to have to be...
Remove the fear.
If we continue to stay afraid, We're going to be slaves.
That's right.
All of us. White, black, all of us.
It's happening, isn't it?
It is happening.
Yes.
They're not discriminating against one race, against the other. It's all of us going to be in the same boat.
Uh-huh.
So the people that sit and smile and think this is funny, this is not funny. They are ushering in socialism when it comes to our medical. Why is it that you're firing all of our doctors and our nurses? What happens when the vaccinated have to go to the hospital because they've come down with COVID? Who's going to treat them?
Yeah, with their breakthrough places.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to hurt the unvaccinated, and everybody is going to be hurt. Everybody is going to be in the same boat. It's time for the American people to wake up.
Yeah.
This is no longer about a political ideology. This is about our freedom. We have the left. Some in the left have gone so radical. We don't know this. We ain't never seen this. When people cross that border and they come to this country, they come to this country because they have a place to run to. If we don't stand up for our freedoms, where are we going to run? We have no place to run. So
right.
We have to stand up against this tyranny. We are the greatest.
What does stand up look like? What do you do?
Open up your mouth
and
speak. And if you don't like something, you voice your opinion. And don't go along with it. Let me tell you something. If somebody was saying people couldn't be vaccinated, I would be just as appalled.
Right.
You have a right to make your choice.
Own decision.
Allow people to make their choice. Don't tell them because they have a job and they choose not to. Well, you unvaccinated. Well, why? Because I choose not to. Well, you fired. Because if somebody walked up in the hospital with AIDS, you don't say, well, how did you get it? If they say, well, through unprotected sex, well, you fired. That's discrimination
right.
was
right.
what you're doing.
It used to be. It used to be.
It used to be. Yeah.
All the rules have changed now, though, Kev.
That's true. Yep.
A little bit different now.
What can you say?
Everything,
what can't you say?
Everything you knew before, right out the window. Gone. Those two ladies are warriors.
It'd be the window they're coming through because they closed the door on them.
we're gonna give you the rest of that conversation before the end of the hour on the program. We are going to chat with Senator John Hovind in a moment. I didn't mention this earlier, but Senator Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall, normally in that spot, is unable to join us today because he was on a plane. His travel, I don't know, they're all messed up with their schedules in Washington, D.C., so unfortunately he was not able to join us. But he will be back next week, and we can hardly wait.
That'll By the way, great job in D.C. I had a bunch of friends of mine say that that's some of the best what's on your mind with what's going on at the border. So kudos. I got a lot of great comments about every guest you had. Those ranchers were just... It was heartbreaking.
You know, the angel moms, too.
To hear what they're, and the angel moms, what they're dealing with and having to live with is appalling.
It is. It's really, really sad. And, you know, this is the times in which we live. It's one of the reasons we've got to stick together, just do as much as we can, recognize there's other people think like you do. It's one of the reasons we're going to New York City as a group, my wife and I hosting that trip. I mean, it's just something to look forward to, something to be with like-minded people that share your values, that are going through all these things. We love our trips. We haven't done them for a while because of the whole COVID mess, but we're doing them again. Tuesday, December 7th, a group leaves from Bismarck, a group from Fargo, and we just start the minute we hit the ground. Take a tour of New York City, Broadway show, After Five cruises, lots of fun, great tours, great food. I mean, it's going to be fun. If you want to go, send me a text today, and I'll get you all the information on itinerary. 701-237-1590. More after this.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Friday will consider whether Texas can leave in place the heartbeat abortion law, in place in September, banning most abortions after 6 weeks when the baby's heartbeat is detected. A lawsuit filed by the Biden administration seeks to strike down Senate Bill 8, which narrowly passed muster with the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden has signed a stopgap bill passed earlier by Congress ahead of the midnight deadline to avoid forcing the U.S. government to shut down due to lack of funding. House of Representatives passed the stopgap measure 254 yeas to 175 nays. This will fund the government through December 3rd. Europe's first mission to Mercury arrives at its destination in the coming hours. It will be a short visit for now. The BepiColombo probe is moving too fast to go into orbit and will fly straight by the planet. It'll take about 8 U-turns and should be slowed enough to make stable orbit in late 2025. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Scott, what Broadway show are you planning to attend? Well, let me see here. One is I'm really looking forward to. I love the ones with kind of a retrospect on music. This isn't a Broadway show, but I think the best show we're going to go to in New York City will be Friday night, the 10th of December. That's the Rockettes. And it's a Radio City Christmas spectacular. And guys, think about this. You're in the middle of woke New York City. You're in Radio City Music Hall, but you're watching the best talent you can ever imagine in this historic show that's gone forever, and it's the Christmas story. They're talking about Jesus' birth. They recreate the nativity scene live on stage in New York City.
All I know is you're hitting Little Italy for some food. So
Trump Tower, too. The Trump Tower is so fun. Yep. It really is it's a lot of fun. But we're also doing the Broadway production of Ain't Too Proud. It's a new musical that tells the story of the Temptations, guys.
Yep.
Oh, I love those. We did the Carole King story one year. It was so fantastic. So that's a great show. I mean, we do Ellis
Island.
That's
going to be after your dinner at Carmine's, by the way. I'm looking at your itinerary right now.
Have you been to Carmine's ever?
I have not, but I've heard about it.
Yeah. It's one of those just iconic places. They have Italian, you know, family style cuisine, and you know it's right there in the Broadway district, so it's a lot of fun. I could go on and on and on. We're gonna see Greg Kelly from Newsmax. You know, we're gonna take some great tours. It's a lot of fun, and we've not done this for a while. So we leave Tuesday the 7th, take a New York City tour, do Cat's Deli. Do you remember when Harry met Sally?
Yep.
Do you remember the famous deli scene?
Yeah, where the mom, I want what she's having.
She's having, that's the place we go.
It is.
And
okay.
they have a sign up that says, she sat right here.
Oh, funny. That's great.
It is. So we should be having a great time. Texas says, I'm from North Dakota, and first off, I'm getting so sick of all the talk and no actions. All we do is talk about the current administration. Nothing's ever done. No consequences. How do the Democrats continue to lie and get their way?
Great question.
My son-in-law is getting deployed to Bismarck National Guard next week because of the Biden border. So his two little boys won't have a dad in their lives for a year because of the Biden administration. A year of their lives in disarray because of our government and a corrupt election. This wouldn't be happening under Trump. It is so frustrating. It is, but here's the deal. You're not alone in being frustrated. And you can either dig a hole and throw some, cover over it and just be angry. Or you can say, there's other people that think like me. What are we going to do about it? That's what the point of the conversation was with Diamond and Silk. More of that coming up in a moment. Right now, Governor John Hovind on our newsmaker line to talk about the most dangerous piece of legislation I can remember in my lifetime. And that is this quote-unquote reconciliation bill. which we should stop calling it a reconciliation bill. We should stop arguing about whether it's $3 trillion or $2 trillion or whatever, and actually talk about what's in it. Because if that doesn't awaken you, I don't know what will. Senator, and you were once a governor, so we could call you that, but Senator Hoban, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you, and greetings to your listeners.
So you get the sentiment there. People are really mad. We talk about fighting Republicans, fighting them. You know, we are in a very dangerous situation where they only need Democrats to vote for these things, and that's what they're doing in this reconciliation bill. Enormous frustration for people. What comfort will you give them about this fight?
Yeah, we need to do everything we can to beat this tax and spend bill. And you said it just right. It's a terrible bill. It obviously spends on all kind of different programs. And, you know, once you start that, it's just so hard to shut it off. And then it raises taxes. It's bad for our country. And we just need to do everything we can to defeat it. And like you say, the problem is right now, Democrats have the White House. They have a majority vote in the Senate. They have a majority in the House. And so we're trying to do everything we can to beat this thing. Right now, they seem bunched up in the House. That's good. But anything and everything we can do. And then we've got to win the election in 22. So we not only stop them, but we start to turn it around and unwind some of these things they've done that are problems. And so, yeah, I share the same frustration. And we've got to take the House back, hopefully the Senate back in 22. And the White House in 24 and stop what's just a bad program for our country.
Tell us what worries you most beyond the money. I think we're getting kind of lost in the weeds of the money, and trillions and millions don't, billions don't mean anything to anybody anymore because it just is just another day in Washington, D.C. But the policy they're setting, that, by the way, won't, you know, just be there for a year or two, it is reshaping government. What actual policy in this is most worrisome?
Well, Scott, the policy that people, in essence, are being paid to stay home and not work, that messes up our entire economy. You're seeing that problem right now. When people are paid to stay home and not go to the workplace, and then that's exacerbated with these various mandates that they're putting in place and all those kind of things, that disrupts our economy and the strength of our country. Is, you know, first and foremost, our liberties and our freedoms that we have to protect, but then also the fact that we've built this economic juggernaut, unlike anything in the history of the world, because we're out there working, and it's a country where you have opportunity, and you get out, and you go to work, and you build a life, and you know, you work your way up through your chosen career, so you can live your life with your family the way you want to, go to school, worship the way you want. And that's the very foundation of how our country works. And with the policies that Democrats are pushing forward right now, you're seeing the problems that they're creating, not only in terms of our freedoms and our liberties, but in terms of our basic economy and how our economy works.
Give me the worst example of, if this bill is passed, no matter the dollar amount, what will be different? What will be the transformational change they seek?
Well, what in essence they're doing is they're putting in all these social programs, which, you know, people in essence will qualify for without having to work. Even with food stamps right now, you know, we provide food or nutrition to people that need it, but we also require that they have to be actively trying to find work, and that they have to work. They can't just, you know, collect food stamps and not try to get a job and go to work. I mean, that's important for our country. It's important for individuals, for their own well-being, you know, the satisfaction and self-fulfillment of having a job and being out there and building a career. And so it's those programs which they now take and, in essence, are saying, and you don't have to work. You can just keep collecting all these different social benefits without having any kind of work requirement. Like I say, that is a big problem, that is a foundational problem for how our country functions. The difference between a market-based economy like we have and a socialist economy, which does not work. The other thing is the taxes in this thing. I mean, whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a small business person, anybody, even this loss of step-up basis, I mean, they're talking about doing things like, you know, having to pay tax on the appreciation in the value of your house and so forth. And different things like that. And, you know, in situations where you may not even sold an asset, they're talking about trying to collect tax on capital gains and eliminate, or, you know, increasing estate taxes, eliminating the unified credit. Just a lot of things that would be very bad for families as well.
Stephen Bismarck with a question for Senator Hovind. Others welcome here, by the way, 258-0550 or by text 701-237-1590. A little mini version of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Senator Hovind also is hopping on a plane here shortly. Stephen Bismarck, go ahead.
Hi, it's Senator Hovind. I have a question. I'm really getting frustrated with all these things that are happening in Washington, and I appreciate what you're trying to do for us common people. And I don't know how Biden thinks that we can pay for everything when he just had trillions of dollars. Now, if I didn't want to pay my income tax, I'd say, well, you know, be like you guys. Just print some more money and you can take that out of your money. But another thing that I want to know is now they want to have the banks let IRS know when there's a like a $600 transaction. That's just another way of calling it socialism and control the money so they can get more money for them. And
that's one of the horrible things we've heard about, Steve. Good point on that front. Let's ask the senator to respond. Is that in the bill, additional tentacles of the IRS and being able to lower the threshold and when they can take a look at your account?
Well, first off, Steve, thanks for calling in, and I agree with you. And, yeah, as far as what they're talking about now, and again, we don't know what's in the bill because we haven't even seen it yet. They talked about all these different things, but they don't have an official bill, which is part of what they're wrangling over there right now. And like I said, I think it's good that they're bunched up. But yes, he's right. One of the proposals they have is that every transaction over $600 that goes through your bank account, financial institutions would be able, would be required to report to the IRS. This makes no sense. It is an invasion of people's privacy. I've already joined on a letter with Thune and others, and we are pushing back against this very vigorously. And this is, you know, we talk about, you know, what do people do? Well, we all have to continue to press back against what they're trying to do, this provision and the other provisions in these, in this tax and spend bill, and say, no, we don't want that. And you know, every single Democrat, there's no Republicans that support this. Every single Democrat needs to hear from everybody that, no, you know, this is not what you should be doing. This is bad for the country. And that provision is another example. It's an invasion of people's privacy.
Thanks for the call, Steve, by the way. Appreciate that very much. So bring us into the game right now. Basically, we learned from this memo that back in July, Manchin says, well, if you get to $1.5 trillion, I'll do it. Says now he's negotiating. Kristen Sinema's got a whole other group. There's others we don't hear about. Do you anticipate they're just going to come forward with a bill that'll be a smaller number? And is the infrastructure bill that you previously passed going to get a separate standalone vote in the House? Quick update on all of that.
Yeah, so we don't know yet. They're still going back and forth. And obviously our hope is that we're creating a situation where we can defeat this $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill like we've talked about. And hopefully that moderates like Manchin and Sinema, who I talk to a lot, will hold out. And it's not just a lower number. I mean, obviously, by far the best thing would be to kill that bill completely. But Manchin just didn't talk about a lower number. He also talked about including a work requirement, which I've just gone through with you at some length. That's really important because that is what may stop these House progressives that want this extreme bill. And so best case scenario is if we could defeat the thing completely.
Senator, you need to run to catch a plane, or do you have more time to stick around?
Yeah, no, I probably better go to catch my plane, Scott.
Mikey wants you home for the weekend. I don't blame him. Get out of that sewer. We'll talk again next week. Yeah, I'm looking forward to just finding out the TikTok of what's going to happen, and we got a battle on our hands. Thanks, Senator Hovind. We'll finish our conversation with Diamond and stuff. We come back, get your calls in here, too. Don't
remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California. it's over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from L.A. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax, 9 p.m. Central. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services, too, like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading, folks. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime, not only on those new Buicks, those new GMCs, but let's say you wanted an Expedition, a Journey, a Fiesta, an Explorer, an F-250. You know what? It's those used vehicles, 5 years or newer, 80,000 miles or less. You get all the details. You can shop, click, drive, one shot there at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, every day gets up and goes to war for everything we care about. How in the world can we not support his company? FrankSpeech.com, every night, a live newscast. Gives a platform to our ladies from Diamond and Silk, too, at FrankSpeech.com. The specials there are phenomenal. Use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com to browse. Mattress toppers, towels, sheets. Right now, buy one, get one free offer on Geezer sheets.
And every MyPillow product comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Will you do me this favor today? Will you say, I've thought of this 1,000 times, I've never done it. I'm going to channel some of my frustration by rewarding a company and a person that goes to war for us every single day. Is that too much to ask? You're getting a great product, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, great deals, and you're supporting a company that stands for us. Buy the book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, tells his story. Reward him for fighting against the insanity of our lack of election integrity. Mail-in voting, yeah, that'll be good. Oh, trust the machines, there's nothing to see here, never mind. Why would we need to do an audit? No need to do an audit. That's the kind of work that ought to be rewarded. Donald Trump loves them. We do too. Call 800-506-9028 today. Make today the day you do that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, we have a few more minutes with our lovely ladies. Can you believe these ladies? I can't believe them. I mean, for one, I want to meet their parents and find out how they got to be like this. Tell us, ladies, would you?
We grew up with conservatism and the mindset of that.
Uh-huh.
We just tended to vote Democrat because of ignorance. Now, ignorance is nothing bad. It's just mean you unlearn. Because our mother, father did it. They mother, father did it. That's
right.
All we knew. Until we said, wait a minute. Just because you black, it didn't mean you have to vote Democrat. When Donald Trump came down those escalators, I called my sister. I said, girl, cut. I know it's turned on your TV. I said, cut on your TV. Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president. And she called me back halfway through. She said, girl... She said, this is going to be the next president of the United States. He's an outsider.
Yeah.
He wasn't part of the swamp. Businessman, yes. If you ever want to know what's going on with the body of people, check the head. If the head is prosperous and successful, it's going to trickle down to the body of people.
That's
and look
right.
At what happened up under Trump. He was successful, and it trickled down to the body of people. People started building businesses, owning businesses, being prosperous.
Yeah.
We wasn't complaining. We wasn't going through anything like this here. Food costs wasn't up. Gas costs wasn't up. It was peace in the Middle East. Now look, we're not even respected around the world. We're looking very weak.
Just like that weak, I want to call him a squatter and thief because he's a liar.
You were trying to clean it up there for us, weren't you?
I was cleaning it up for the people.
Yeah.
He is a pathological, diabolical, imbecile liar.
And how can you trust a liar?
Yeah.
How can you trust a thief? Even in the Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10, say a thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Uh-huh.
We know what you did in 2020.
That's right.
We don't want to take a look at the Constitution about that, but you want to use the Constitution to do all of this other stuff.
Yeah, he got into the White House based on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The lie that they betrayed between before we the people.
Right.
So his whole administration is a lie. The regime is a lie.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, how do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
Besides speaking up, besides, you know, like you calling your sister, watch this guy, right? And she watched, she said, you're right, he's going to be president. So, you know, we can do that, but what's our firewall? Is it Donald Trump back in office?
Donald Trump need to be back in office because they stole it from him. With the way that they did this election, breaking constitutional laws, going behind each other back, making these backdoor deals, you broke constitutional laws. We supposed to know who won the election at night. You don't wait days and days.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff was broken.
Right.
They don't want us to talk about that. They want to bully us into silence. But what's got to happen? We have to, all of us have to have the same mindset.
Yeah.
There is something wrong. Let me tell you something. Today it was Donald Trump. What happens when it's the left? I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
Right.
We got to have free and fair elections. If not, we don't have a country. It's like a third world country.
So people have to be held accountable here.
That's right.
We already seeing where constitutional laws was broken. We are seeing where the ballots was ran through twice and double ballots, triple ballots. We already see the fraud. What's got to happen is somebody got to be held accountable here. All of the laws that was broken, all of the extra millions of dollars that was implemented into this particular election for one party where the FEC laws was broken, those individuals have to be held accountable.
Yeah.
As long as there is corruption in the system, the swamp get to pick and choose who they want in any position. Just look at what just happened there in California.
Right. Give it up for Diamond and Silk.
Aren't they something?
Saying, man.
Huh?
Oh, man.
You kidding me right now?
Love those ladies.
They are. Our full interview, by the way, is up online. We have all of those interviews. online, and the Angel Moms, and the Border Patrol, and the guy from the DEA,
the ranchers,
and the ranch families and the landowners. I'm telling you, even, you know, we know names like Mark Morgan and Tom Holman and these warriors that are there. They're great, but I think the real human stories, the impacts that have happened as a result of illegal immigration, ought to motivate you. Sorry, we're going to get to more calls. We're going to spend some time doing that Monday, like jam-packed show with guests today. Get on into Petroserve USA today. Fill up with that low-price fuel. Have some home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. If you're up for the UND-NDSU game this weekend for football, Saba Valley Dairy, load up on Karma Rolls. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.